Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in our state. And to help us, as usual, is John Swamp Fox Warner, who is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, where he is today. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
You know, Mike, I have been in contact with leaders of the entrepreneurial ecosystem all across South Carolina over the last few weeks. And the question I put to them was, what's the state of the entrepreneurial ecosystem in South Carolina? And so today and the next couple of weeks, what I'd like to talk about is some of the feedback that they gave me, you know, what we can do in the state to kind of advance this entrepreneurial ecosystem. I think it's really important because it's where the real high growth companies come from. These kind of companies, you know, higher wage jobs than normal, headquarters locations, you know, all those kinds of things. So we have a lot of successes in the state, but we need to build on them.
That sounds like a great idea, John. Then I guess today would be part one in this series. What's our topic today?
Yeah, today is part one, and it's an overall comprehensive strategy. Feedback I got was things like, wouldn't it be interesting to know how many total companies and entrepreneurs statewide there are? How many official accelerator and incubation programs there are? What's the magnitude of the amount of investment going on in South Carolina? There was a particular interest in success stories, things that we can build on. Let's focus on the bright spots and go do more of that. You know, the amount of capital raised, talent, you know, some of the anchor partners that they participated with. It was interesting to me that these are thought leaders in the state and they're asking these kinds of questions. So, you know, there really is no comprehensive strategy for how to do this.
You mean a statewide comprehensive strategy for entrepreneurship?
Yeah, and I really think it's more about an ecosystem. You know, this isn't like the Soviet Union five-year plan that we're going to try to go execute. It's really about building an ecosystem that can help really talented, creative people succeed. Now, I went to the South Carolina Department of Commerce website, and they have a tab called Knowledge-Based Economy. And some of the things they listed were SCRA, South Carolina Research Authority, and SC Launch, which makes some early-stage investments. So there were a couple of things at Clemson they mentioned, the International Center for Automotive Research, the Restoration Institute down in Charleston. At the University of South Carolina, they mentioned aerospace and the Nano Center, the Medical University down in Charleston, the Smart State Program, and then a couple of technical college programs, the Institute of Manufacturing Technology and the Center for Manufacturing Innovation, the SIMTs in Florence and the CMIs in Greenville. So a lot of those are manufacturing related, which makes sense from the perspective of the Department of Commerce because that's their focus, you know, automotive, aerospace, materials, those kinds of things. So I think in terms of this comprehensive strategy, we need to start to document the data, which ones are getting the most traction, who's raising the most capital, who's employing the most people, you know, so that we all start to work from a common set of data. I'm going to give you an illustration of something that I think was conspicuously absent from the South Carolina Department site, and that's the Clemson Department of Bioengineering. And that's kind of near and dear to my heart because I run an Accessible Diagnostics, and my academic partner is Delphine Dean up there. I think if you went to the University of South Carolina or the Medical University, the College of Charleston or Furman or Wofford or even some of the technical colleges in the state, you know, there are spots where we're world class and we're producing a pipeline of really strong talent. And so this comprehensive strategy, you know, getting our hands around what's going on is really, really important, don't you think?
Well, I certainly do. And it's kind of like having a master plan for an entrepreneurial ecosystem, right?
Yeah, and I think ecosystem is the real key to that, Mike. You're not sitting here saying that a bunch of us can predict the winners, because I don't think any of us believe we can. But I do believe that we can create an ecosystem where really, really smart people are attracted to come to South Carolina, build careers in South Carolina. You know, they have access to people that have been successful in entrepreneurial companies before. They have access to capital. They're able to recruit the kind of talent they need. And I think this is going to happen in focused areas. I mean, it's going to happen around automotive. It's going to happen around aerospace. It's going to happen around life sciences. What's going to happen is folks across the state are going to self-select into that. People that have an interest in life sciences will self-select in. We're at a point now where we need to get our act together.
Well, John, thanks so much for your time today. We are looking forward to part two next week.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.